Welcome and hello everyone. My name is Gordon Feener and I am an attorney located in Boston, Massachusetts. During the course of this informational segment, I'd like to focus on the examination under oath in connection with a homeowner insurance policy, along with some points for you to consider. Before I begin discussing the examination under oath, I would like to briefly summarize my background. I have been in business as an attorney for more than 27 years, providing legal services with a concentration in homeowner and property-related claims. Prior to starting this office, I worked for approximately 20 years in the insurance industry. In the event that you have suffered damage to your home, dwelling, or contents, and have filed a claim under your homeowner insurance policy, the insurance company has the right under both Massachusetts General Law, Chapter 175, Section 99, and the insurance policy language itself, to require you, the insurer, to submit to an examination under oath in order to question you concerning the facts and circumstances surrounding the loss and your claim. In summary, the insured, as often as may be reasonably required, shall submit to examinations under oath by any person named by the insurance company and subscribe the same as often as may be reasonably required, and shall produce for examination all books of account, bills, invoices, and other vouchers or certified copies thereof, if originals be lost at such reasonable time and place as may be designated by the insurance company or its representative. The following points are being offered not as legal advice, but for you, the homeowner, to consider. The first point for you to consider is, why is the examination under oath being conducted? Ask yourself whether it is being done for your benefit, or is it being done for the benefit of the insurance company? In most cases, the examination under oath is being done by an insurance defense attorney who is experienced in asking questions. In most cases, this will be the first time that you, the homeowner, have been asked to submit to an examination under oath. In most cases, the examination under oath will be conducted in a conference room inside a law office and not in an environment in which you are comfortable. Typically, the examination under oath will last anywhere from 3 to 4 hours, but it is not unusual for a lunch break to be taken and for the examination to continue an additional 2 to 3 hours. In most cases, the attorney will have spent significant time preparing the questions that you will be asked. You, as the homeowner, have a right to be represented by an attorney of your own choosing at your expense to accompany you and to sit at your elbow during the examination. In choosing an attorney, you should consider an attorney who is familiar with the homeowner insurance policy and who is familiar with the examination under oath process. You may be familiar with the term deposition. However, the examination under oath process is different than a deposition. In a deposition, the questions that can be asked are somewhat regulated by the Massachusetts Rules of Civil Procedure. In an examination under oath, there are no similar rules governing the examination under oath process. Should you, as the homeowner, refuse to submit to the examination under oath, the insurance company can deny your claim based on your failure to cooperate. The following points, again, are given as suggestions. They are not given as legal advice. During the examination under oath, you need to tell the truth. Do not lie or fabricate. And remember that everything that you say is being taken down by a court reporter who is creating a written record. Think before you speak. If necessary, repeat the question to yourself and formulate your answer before you start speaking. Generally, Do not bring any documents, papers, or notes to the examination with the exception of those that you have been instructed to bring in response to the notice of examination. Do not answer a question that you do not understand. If you do not understand a question, tell the examiner that you do not understand the question. Generally, do not guess or speculate about anything. If you don't know, just say, "I don't know." "I don't know" is an acceptable answer if you are telling the truth. You are not required to know everything. If possible, answer simple questions with a yes or a no. If you cannot answer the question with a simple yes or no, answer only the question that was asked. Generally, do not speculate or guess as to what other people might or might not know. If you do guess or speculate, make it clear that you're guessing and speculating so that it is clear on the record. Generally, do not explain your thought process or how you reached an answer to a question. If you're asked a question about a document which has been marked as an exhibit at the examination, ask to see the document before you answer and take as much time as you need to review the document before you answer. Don't let the examiner put words in your mouth. Do not always accept the examiner's characterization or a summary of facts or times, persons, or events, unless it is 100% correct. Generally, do not answer a compound question. And a compound question is a question that contains two questions stated as one, unless you are certain that you have all the parts. If the examiner interrupts you before you have completed your answer to the original question, wait until the examiner finishes the interruption and then finish your answer to the original question. If you are finished with an answer and the answer is complete and truthful, do not expand upon it. Do not add to your answer just because the examiner looks at you expectantly or remains silent. Remember, there is no such thing as, quote, off the record, end quote. Anything that you say during the examination under oath may prompt further questions. If the examiner appears to be confused, do not attempt to educate the examiner. Answer only the questions that you are asked. Again, many documents may be marked as exhibits at the examination. If you are asked about a document, make sure that you read, look at, and evaluate the document before you make an answer. Do not make any comments about the document except in response to the question that has been asked by the examiner. Do not become overly concerned if you realize you have made a mistake or testified inconsistently. If you have realized that during the examination that you have made a mistake, correct the mistake as soon as it is realized. If you have suffered a loss and are having difficulty with your insurance company, or if you have been asked to appear for an examination under oath or submit to a recorded interview, please feel free to contact the Law Office of Feener & Worley to discuss your loss in your specific homeowner insurance policy. For additional information, you may wish to visit our website at www.homeownerclaims.com. The information contained in this segment should not be considered to be legal advice. In conclusion, I'd like to thank you for listening to this segment and remind you that this segment can be considered to be advertising under the ethical rules. Any selection of an attorney should be a careful and thoughtful decision. Again, thank you for listening to this informational segment, and have a good day.